to avoid a three and out here. Receiver wide each way, Beachy in shotgun. And it's a handoff around the right end to number 28, Harper. He gets the first down in about five, 6 more yards. Finally, he's brought down at the 36-yard line. That is a gain of 17.
Number 4, Dylan White makes the tackle.
That's the second time tonight we've seen the Bad Axe defense have USA in a corner. And at a critical third or fourth down, USA comes through in the clutch.
Yeah, they've come up with some big-time play calls. And that one there was no surprise. The only difference was that was a different player. It wasn't Jones. It was Harper running in motion from the wide receiver spot. We've seen that play go for twice for first downs on plays of more than 10 yards.
First and 10 for USA at their 41-yard line. Beachy rolls to his right and gets the pass off out of the pocket. And he falls incomplete, but we have a flag in the backfield right next to the right hash of the line of scrimmage. This could be a hold against USA. No preliminary word yet. And it is a hold against USA. So they're faced with the decision here, the Bad Axe defense. Do they want to go first and 20, or do they want to decline it and go second and 10 after the incomplete pass?
It's pretty tough to turn down a penalty like that. 10 yards is a long ways.
And they're going to walk off the yardage here.
Yeah, it's a field position thing, Clark. I agree with that. Moving back into their own side of the field a little bit deeper. I know it gives them a free play, so to speak, but you got to think your defense can hold them 3 plays less than 20 yards.
First and 20 for USA. Now pushed back to their 26-yard line. Beachy in the shotgun, receiver wide each way. Harper comes man in motion right to the middle, and it's a handoff to the left side to Tim Zuby. And nothing going there. Gets out to about the 31-yard line, actually. Gains a little more momentum than originally anticipated. Gain of 4 on the play. Now a 2nd and 16 for USA from their own 31-yard line.
The junior lineman, Derek Taylor, makes the tackle. Bannix just kind of needs to play a little bit of a pre-event defense here. 2nd and 15. They got to keep 2 plays here under 5-6 yards. You know, nothing serious here. And force a punt and get the ball back and have a chance to score here before the half.
And at the 6:10 mark, we have a timeout called. Not sure if it was from the sidelines or an official timeout. It was an official timeout.
Oh, at least
the chain gang was a little confused on the down. It is 2nd and 15 for USA. Beachy in the shotgun, and 2 steps back are his 2 running backs. This one's a handoff to Tim Zuby in the backfield, and Bad Axe is there to meet him. Pushes him back, no gain, maybe a loss of 2 on the play. Indeed it is, loss of 2 out to the 29-yard line. Bad Axe coming to play on defense.
The 5'11", 170-pound senior Brad Lautenschlager hits him in the backfield for no gain, for actually probably a loss of 1.
It's USA 8, Bad Axe nothing in the second quarter. 5:38 before halftime. Homecoming in Bad Axe tonight. Stands are packed on both sides of the ball. And USA coming out in the T formation. Beachy under center. It's now 24-0 over Marion for Ubley. It's a pitch out to McKay Jones on 3rd and 15. He gets the line of scrimmage but is caught by a couple Bad Axe defenders around the left end at the 32-yard line. It's a gain of 3, but they're still about 14 yards short.
68, Nick Crotch, and number 3, Seth Geiger. 2 guys over there to first meet him.
An update on the Harbor Beach Brown City game. A 59-yard pass, touchdown to Ryan Spikeski. Puts Brown City on the board for the first time. 2-point conversion is good. It's now 3:41 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach 14, Brown City 8. Ubley with a large lead to begin over Marion.
I had heard that Marion Clark was very, very young.
And the punt for USA bounces at the 41-yard line, actually backwards in Bad Axe territory, and is down at the 43-yard line. So a little bit of a pooch punt there for USA. And actually, USA recovered the ball. They're saying Bad Axe touched it first. And it is USA ball.
The ball at Clark took a home field bounce. It actually bounced in favor of Bad Axe. Clipped number 68. It actually bounced off his leg. And smart play there by number 22, Nathan Melke, on top of it. Dives on it. Just considered a muff punt or a fumble, Clark. USA football.
So suddenly we're playing rugby here in Bad Axe. And USA has a first and 10 from their own, from the Bannex 43-yard line. So the mishap on special teams has Beachy rolling to his right and looking to pass. He has number 88, Dan Rick, wide open. Catches at the 10-yard line. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, USA. Nearly an identical play as the first touchdown. And it puts USA 14, Bannex nothing. We have a flag down at the 16-yard line away from the play on the opposite side of the field. It could be a block in the back is the preliminary call against USA. Not quite sure what this will do to the outcome of the play. And it is a block in the back against USA away from the play, solid 40 yards away.
The old term, kick them while they're down, a crucial mistake by Baddock, starting to hang their heads, wonder what happened there. USA fires one downfield, catches Rick deep downfield, nobody near him. The fact that on this side of the ball, one of the other receivers decided to basically, you know, take sort of an unnecessary shot at a Baddock's defender was completely inexcusable. They had a wide open touchdown. Let's see where it's a spot foul, I believe, Clark.
It's a spot foul from the 17-yard line. A block in the back against USA. So they're marching off from the 17-yard line. Walking, keep walking. They're out to the 27-yard line. So a 10-yard penalty against USA. Don't even think about that touchdown. Take it off the board. It's still USA 8, Bannex nothing. After a block in the back, calls off the touchdown pass from Beachy to Rick away from the play. Yeah. And it keeps an eight-point game. Beachy under center, T formation. And Beachy's rolling to his right, almost identical pass, except he has to lunge this one out of the pocket. And Dan Rick still catches it.
Oh, he dropped it.
Did he drop it or not? He's in the end zone by about a yard. Dave Hansen says incomplete, as well as the official. He had to come back on his route, dive for it, and had the ground catch it.
Pass interference in the end zone, Clark.
This game is taking a sudden spiral on both sides of the ball. We have a flag in the end zone. More likely is going to be a pass interference, like Dave said, against Baddax.
Baddax had perfect coverage on that play. The pass was thrown short right where the Baddax defender was. He couldn't locate the football, ran too far, and actually that's where Rick made a play on the ball, like he actually was going to catch it and hit the ground. The defender, the cornerback there, had to hold the receiver try and prevent that catch.
So now the officials are a little uncertain at the moment where they're going to spot this one. They are looking at the 18-yard line. They're walking it off from the 18 all the way down to the 13-yard line. So that's where USA will have it. First and 10, automatic first down after that pass interference against Baddax.
Pass interference
against the Hatchets, first down. And so with 4:14, our statistician is having nightmares over here after a botched punt, a callback touchdown, and now a pass interference from the middle of the field. This is a handoff to the right side. Not much going there. Maybe a gain of 3. Brendan Harper on the bottom of the pile for USA. Second and 7. Now inside the 10-yard line, all the way down into the 8-yard line for USA.
Number 68, Nick Crodgen, all over that run.
Gets a little further than originally expected, out to the 7-yard line. Gain of 3 on the play. Second and 7 for USA. USA scrambles to get an extra man out of their huddle. 3:32 left in the first half. It's USA 8, Bannex nothing. USA knocking on the door, though. Second and 7 from the 8-yard line of Bannex. T formation, hands it off right through the middle to Brandon Harper. No, that's not Brandon Harper. That's number 37. 27. Seth Gangler. Seth Gangler marches right through the line of Bannex and gets in for the score. A 7-yard scamper puts USA on the board once again. It's now USA 14, Bannex nothing. Second time it's been 14-0 tonight.
Right. You know it's a good play when they even got us full, Clark.
We're looking at each other, not really sure what we're doing. 3:19 left in the second quarter. It's USA 14 going for 2. Harper rolls to his right, Beachy rolls to his right. Can't get it off, and USA actually intercepts it. Bannex intercepts it. Two-point conversion is no good. So the score stands at 14 USA. Bannex nothing. 3:19 before halftime. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
Down Main Street.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, they enjoy giving